Delighted to be joined by Shay Given, who's been in Donegal this weekend, the Donegal Sports Star of the Year Awards. And I suppose, Shay, one of the first things, perhaps you can bring us up to speed with what is Shay Given doing these days? We've seen you on TV quite a bit, a bit of punditry there. And I also see recently you have partnered with Leo Vegas doing. Well, tell us exactly what is
Yeah,
that?
well, I'm doing different things, you're right. Yeah, so people might see a bit more on TV at the minute. I was just at Derby, left Derby about 18 months ago. I was coaching there for 3 years and sort of got back into the media stuff, and I'm enjoying it, to be honest. I'm getting more family time as well, and just the balance in life seems to be a lot better now. The Leo Vegas thing is something to do. I think every couple of 2 weeks I do like a bit of a blog for them on different games, and you know, try and guess the scores and who's going to score. And I guess it's all quite fun and quite relaxed, you know. And yeah, so that's only to the end of the season. So yeah, that goes, and if they want to renew or whatever. But no, it's gives a good interest to football. And again, go back to the punditry stuff. I'm doing lots of stuff now for Newcastle, with the TV, because they're doing so well, of course, and played nearly 500 games for them. So I like to think I know the club pretty well, and the supporters, of course, you know. So I'm back up there Tuesday night for the semi-final, you know, the second leg as well. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Newcastle, third in the league, the Carabao Cup within touching distance of a final. And
Yeah.
I mean, for the Geordies and the fan base and everybody involved in the club to win a bit of silverware, it would
Yeah.
be enormous, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I tried and failed all them years, nearly 12 years, I think we tried for when I was there. We got close, we got to two finals, of course. My best memories was probably actually semi-finals, won in both semi-finals against Sheffield United and Tottenham in the FA Cup, and we just didn't get enough in the final, you know, at Wembley. We weren't good enough on both occasions when it got to the final. But yeah, I mean, the city's really bouncing at the minute, you know, with the job Eddie Howe's done. You know, the connection, I think, with the fans and the players and the manager and the new owners, it's just so tight now, whereas previously there was, you know, it was a real sort of cloud hanging over St James's, should we say, and it's been lifted. And I think now there's hope, and there's optimism, and there's excitement. And you know, as you say, they've got their nose in front from the first leg. I was at Southampton during the week there. But still 1-0, as you know, in any game is far from over. It's half time, as they say, in the game. So I'm sure Eddie Howe will be saying that over the next few days, you know, keep the heads. We have to, you know, use our home support, which will be electric on Tuesday night, but be ready for a tough game, because you know, Southampton have nothing to lose as well. They created some chances in the first game as well. They're, you know, they're no mugs, so it won't be an easy game.
Eddie Howe has done so well. I mean, few people would have expected Newcastle to be up there challenging for a Champions League place. What's your take on the top four? Who would you feel are going to end up the top four?
Oh, for Newcastle. I mean, they're probably ahead of schedule, if I'm being honest. I think Eddie Howe took over 12 months ago, and I think they're second bottom in the league. So it was like, you know, I think the first couple of years everyone thought was going to be like a rebuilding, which they have done. They have got recruitment right, they have got the right players in, but I don't think anyone expected them to be challenging for the top four this season. And they are, and they're there on merit. You know, some of the results they've had this year has been absolutely brilliant, you know. So I do hope they can do it. I mean, the top four as it stands at the minute, because there's a bit of a gap, obviously, between fifth. I think Tottenham's fifth. So if you look at the top four at the minute, obviously Arsenal are absolutely flying. Man City, another former club of mine, and of course Newcastle and Man United in a real sort of rich vein of form at the minute as well. So, but again, I've said in the last couple of weeks that even if Newcastle finished top six and won the League Cup, it'd be an unbelievable season, you know, because to get European football back at St James's Park and getting the fans travelling all around Europe again, you know, some great memories in Champions League games for Newcastle and stuff as well would still be a very successful season. So in a sense, the pressure's kind of off Newcastle, but you know, yes, it'd be great if they make it, but I think there's more pressure on the likes, even, you know, teams outside Tottenham, Chelsea, Liverpool. There's big pressure on them to try and get into the Champions League spots, you know. So you can't speak highly enough of Eddie Howe and the job he's done. He's been absolutely brilliant.
A lot of your former clubs seem to be doing pretty well at the moment. Obviously, we've got that great battle, Manchester City and Arsenal, and we're talking here before the FA Cup clash between them. Between the two of those sides, I mean, is it a two-horse race for the title?
Well, I mean, Man United, if they had to beat them last week, there were a couple of points behind them as well. So it's probably too soon to say it's a two-horse race, a three-horse race, four-horse race, whatever it is. You know, probably in an or 10 games, you could maybe go as far to say it's a two-horse race if them two teams pull away, Arsenal and Man City. But, you know, they've got to play each other as well. And you'd imagine they'll take points off each other, Arsenal and Man City. So that gives hopes to the likes of Newcastle and Manchester United as well. So, Yeah, I think it's too soon to say it's a two-horse race. I definitely think the job that Ten Hag's doing as well is an amazing. He's transformed the club, and you know, people like Rashford, I think he scored 10 goals in the last 10 games. You know, he looks a totally different player now. So they're on a real charge as well. So and also the transfer window's still open as well. So they could you know, any club could buy a couple of players in the next couple of days as well.
And let's just mention another of your clubs, Aston Villa. Mm-hmm. Unai Emery looks as if he's turned things around there, and you know, I'm sure it's one of the first results that you look at each week as well.
Yeah, always. Yeah, all the clubs I play for, you always look at the results. You know, at the weekend, how they get on. And Unai Emery, as you say, has done a brilliant job. You know, he's come in, and I think he was linked with the Newcastle job actually before Eddie Howe got it, and then now he's found himself back in the Premier League. Obviously, I remember his time from being at Arsenal, but you know, he's done a brilliant job as well. And I would imagine maybe if it doesn't happen this window, I'd imagine he will, because I was reading today actually on the way over, he's been given sort of full reign or full power on signings and who goes and who stays, you know. And I think that puts the manager in a good place and with the owners as well, because they have got good finance behind them now at Aston Villa as well. So I think with his experience, I think, you know, he'll build that club back up and get back up challenging as well, because they're a big club as well, one of the biggest clubs in the country as well.
It was only when I was thinking about asking you about your former clubs, you know, you forget sometimes. Of course, Blackburn mm-hmm. played a big role in your life in your early years and moving there. And Swindon, I mean, yeah. Do you still look out for the Swindon results?
Yeah, I just followed them the other day on Twitter. Actually, it popped up on my Twitter feed or something. I said, I almost fall in. It was like, I made my debut for Swindon all them years ago. And of course, I left Donegal and my first club was Glasgow Celtic, who I've supported all my life, you know, so... It's nice to see, you know, the job that Ange is doing at Glasgow Celtic as well, and keep an eye on how the boys are getting on up there. And they're doing great, obviously. Joe Hart's up there now as well, who you know from Man City as well, so doing really well. And yeah, all the clubs, you look back and you look at them every weekend, the results, how they've gone and stuff. And yeah, some are doing really well, and maybe some are, you know, as I said, in the Championship, perhaps even Stoke. I was at Stoke for a bit, you know. Blackburn in the Championship, you know, clubs that have had good history in the Premier League, you know, and they're all fighting.
And Middlesbrough as well?
Middlesbrough on loan, yeah. So I was on loan at Middlesbrough and loan at Sunderland as well. So I get a bit of stick sometimes from Newcastle fans, but I always reassure them I was only a loanee. I was never a permanent Sunderland player. So to be fair, it was a good learning experience for me. I was 19 at the time and yeah, I played, I think, 17 games or something like that for them, yeah.
Looking at the Republic of Ireland and, of course, the opening game in Euro 2024, it's not that far off, June the 14th, 2024. It's a tough old group, France, Gibraltar, Greece and the Netherlands. A lot of good young fellows coming through with Stephen Kenny. You know, remains to be seen who's really going to make it. But a lot of talk in the last couple of weeks about young Evan Ferguson. And I remember, I think it was on Facebook, I think he may have played a friendly for Bowes, might have even been against Chelsea. And I mean, he has just come out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And he's ticking all the boxes.
Yeah. Well, typical, obviously, I'm not playing anymore, but typically I've turned back into an Irish fan now, and you hope he's a big deal. He's the real deal. He's look, he looks brilliant at the minute, you know. He's only 18 years of age, 19, but he's like, he looks the full package. He's big. He's got all the attributes. He's good in the air. Obviously, scored a great header against Leicester there last week. But his link-up play as well, and I think a goal against Liverpool, I remember Sonny March, I think he played a brilliant ball through to him. And, you know, he looks like he's got the full package, but it's typical, like, media or whatever, us as fans, you don't want to say too much, because then you think it adds too much pressure on the kid's shoulders, you know. But, you know, probably since Robbie Keane retired, we haven't had that sort of main striker that we can go, you know, people take note, this guy's playing now regularly for Brighton in the Premier League, and that'd be amazing if he was... you know, doing the same for Ireland. And I'm sure Stephen Kenny's excited but what he sees, you know, at the Premier League at the minute. And again, come March time, we play France, it'll be like, you know, is he still playing regularly in Brighton? Is he still scoring goals? Is he still playing as well as he's playing at the minute? We're talking here, obviously, at the end of January, and we hope when them games come in March, he'll be still doing the same thing.
That quest for Euro 2024, it's going to be so tough. So, I mean, if we get there, it would be a huge achievement.
Yeah, I think to qualify for any major tournament is pretty big, and obviously the last few years has been very transitional with the team and the management and stuff, you know. But I think Stephen Kenny's aware now that, you know, this is his main chance now. He's had a couple of years to sort of get his ideas across, bet his own players, and the likes of hopefully Evan Ferguson and co will come through as well, a few more maybe sprinkled through, you know, in the next couple of years as well to help, you know.